Michigan Ag Today podcast is brought to you by the Michigan Agricultural Mediation Program, providing free services to farmers and ranchers of all types. If you need help, mediation may be the solution. Visit their website, MichiganMediates.org. A conference that Michigan farmers might want to consider being a part of. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. 2026 farm financial projections are much like 2025's. Not great. A conference is coming up, though, later this week that could help you with your financial outlook. Eric Pfeiffer has more.
Unfortunately, the break-even price for corn is still stubbornly close to $5. Those are average. I mean, there's producers with lower than that. Obviously, that's well above corn prices. The break-even price for soybeans, this is 26 break-evens, are closer to $11.50.
Michael Langemeyer there, director of the Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture. They'll be hosting their annual Top Farmer Conference on Friday so farmers can hear from economists and agronomists with tips to best manage operations in 2026.
We have Ben Brown coming from University of Missouri to talk about long-run prices. He's part of FAPRI, the organization that forecasts long-run prices, crop and livestock prices, the next 10 years. He's going to weave that into his presentation. He's also extremely good outlook economist, one of the few that's left in the nation in Extension. So he's coming. I'm very excited about that. He's a good speaker, too.
Purdue Extension's Dan Corn Quinn and soybean Sean Castile will also be on hand to talk agronomy, along with Ag Econ Assistant Professor Joanna Calusi and the Bulgy Chair for Managerial Economics and Agribusiness, Trey Malone.
And then we've got Russ Hilbury, which is a faculty member in more of the research teaching area. He's going to talk about tariffs and trade.
The Top Farmer Conference will be held at the Beck Ag Center in West Lafayette Friday. Can't make the trip to Purdue this time? That's okay. The conference is also being delivered online. The registration fee is $150. You can find the link to register at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Calhoun from Lansing, Michigan with Nutrien Ag Solutions, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Plenty of clouds and some scattered rain showers moving across Michigan to start our Tuesday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at your forecast update. Low pressure that has its origins back in southeastern Iowa, trying to work through southern lower Michigan here this morning through mid-afternoon. That's going to keep cloud cover top of mind for most of the state, and a nice little swath of rain coming through central and southern parts of the state. Right now, I'm going to say anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch out of this, with coverage at about 80% of lower Michigan. The UP just sees some clouds and not much precipitation at all. This all moves out overnight tonight, and we should wake up to a better day tomorrow with partly sunny skies emerging through the day. Warmer air is on the way as well, coming in from the west and southwest. That's part of the reason why we're seeing the precipitation dominate here so far today. Now, as we move forward, we're looking at the dry weather continuing through tomorrow, or rather Thursday, and then we get into the end of the week, Thursday night, Friday. Yep, the rain is back. A significant area of low pressure coming up from the southwest, bringing a quarter to 1 inch of precipitation, likely coming in two waves, one Thursday night, Friday, and the other one Saturday and Saturday afternoon. So we're delaying the start of the second wave a little bit. That means we're also delaying the arrival of the cold air. Combined over the two-day period, a quarter to 1 inch of precipitation pretty easily. Coverage 100% of the state. We have the rain ending as snow on Saturday, particularly in the UP, and then lake effect with a blustery setup in here for Saturday night and Sunday. The cold air starts to ease Monday of next week, and then Mother Nature shows her bipolar side as we swing back and forth through next week on temperatures. However, not seeing a lot of moisture come back until Saturday the 17th into Sunday the 18th. I'm Ryan Martin.
It takes focus, dedication, and vision to run a farming operation. Those are also the qualities we at Michigan Ag Today have in bringing you the information you need every day. With the largest broadcast team in the state, we have the resources to cover Michigan agriculture. That's why we are the most listened to and most trusted media source in Michigan. We are Michigan Ag Today, heard daily on this station.
Gains across the board for the grains on Monday. Here with more is Andy Eubank and market analyst John Zanker.
Into the swing of things with the holidays, I believe, John, passed us, and it seems that is the case here as we open trade on Monday with rather robust moves in corn and soybeans. Also, the stock market, crude oil up about a dollar. Meat markets mostly higher, so money flow seems to be favoring the markets. And could that simply be in the case of corn, beans, and wheat? Oversold status had been achieved last week.
I think that's a big piece of it, Andy. You know, this Venezuelan thing certainly doesn't have much impact there. Not sure it has a huge impact short term on energy. It's more of a long-term thing. Yeah, outside market influences, but I think we're just, we took a lot out of this market, especially soybeans. Funds are still long beans, though, so maybe they'll take a stand in here and try to protect what they have left in this thing.
And that's market analyst John Zanker. Settlements from Monday, March corn up 7 cents at 444.5. May corn 6.5 higher at 452. March soybeans climbing 16.25 to 1062. May beans 15.75 higher at 1074.25. And March wheat up 6 cents to 512.5. February live cattle dropping 12 cents to 235.87, but February lean hogs sharply higher, rising $2.05 to 86.15. Be sure to bookmark our website. It's MichiganAgToday.com, your home for all the latest farm news and up-to-the-minute market information. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.